Hey ladies and gentlemen, it's James from We Do Tech, and we're back with another review today, and it's not a film per se, but it's a stand-up DVD, and since we cover the DVD format, why not branch into that? Roy Chubby Brown, Royston Vasey. I used to watch his DVDs annually, up until around about 2005, and you know, I found them very, very funny until about 2003, and then since Giggling Lips is annual DVD, it seems to have gone a little bit downhill. I was really disappointed to just find that he's just not funny anymore, whether it's a case of rehashing his jokes or is the songs that he's writing now just don't have the poignancy and the humour that the old ones did. And I think society has a big part to play in that. I watched the DVD extras on this, and he's going on about, you know, political correctness goes wrong. So if anyone doesn't know anything about Chubby Brown, some of his humour is a little bit like Bernard Manning's, which is a little racial-related humour. But he's always been very much on the ball in terms of the fact is, you know, we should be able to have a laugh at anyone. People have a laugh at us. I don't have a problem with that. So why not have a laugh at other people's expense? That is what British humour is all about. And, you know, you cannot deny that. What's the first thing that happens when a natural disaster happens? The first people to make jokes about it is us here in the United Kingdom. We're all texting each other sick jokes, despite the loss of life, despite the misfortune of other people. It is a very dark humour, but it's something that we do. And it's something that's a part of us as people in the United Kingdom. So I just get the feeling that in the last couple of years, Chubby Brown feels a little bit suppressed in perhaps what he says. And he goes down the disgusting sort of sex jokes a little bit too much. And he's, I don't know, I just think that he's relying on those now. And it's just not as funny as it used to be. Chubby Brown is just not as funny as I remember him. Let's just bring up a little clip here from one of his DVDs. Let's see if we can get the actual one up directly that I'm talking about. Let's have a look. Chubby Brown 2008. Right, here we go. Let's have a little listen to this, shall we? Okay, here we go. Just loading up now. That's Roy Chubby Brown with his Pussy Town song, which you can find on the DVD extras. And I just find this just is not as funny as he used to be. I don't know, maybe I'm not finding it as funny because I've got older and wiser to his type of material that I just don't find it funny. I mean, I don't find it offensive. I mean, he makes homophobic jokes in his set as well, and I don't find any of them offensive because I know that, you know, it's not done with any sort of nastiness attached to it. So, you know, take it what you want. A lot of people brand him as being racist or as a racialist. I don't know, because you've got people like Jeff Dunham, you know, has people like the Archmere, the dead terrorist. People could technically say that he's racist, but because it's obviously done in such a way of a puppet, people don't say nothing. So, I don't know. There are some funny bits in this. I think I last laughed around about 7 or 8 times through sort of like an hour and sort of an hour and 5 minute set. It did feel extremely short, and it just wasn't enough funny jokes in it to make it that great. So there we are, Roy Chubby Brown's Dirty Weekend in Blackpool. I'm going to give it probably a 2.5 out of 5. I've been James from We Do Tech. Take it easy. See you next time.